New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, good morning. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Lots happening this hour. If your dad had a phrase that they would say over and over and over again, a catchphrase, a saying, this is the hour you share that with us. Could end up with a giant TV for your dad, yourself. Choice is yours. Plus soundbar, plus all that meat and or beer you could possibly handle. Because our friends have hooked us up. At Vons, Albertsons, Pavilions with gift cards. TCL's hooked us up with TVs every day. A new TV, 75-incher, QM7L TV, and a TCL Q75H soundbar. That's a lot of letters and numbers, which means it must be good. So we'll get to that coming up later this hour on K-Rock. And if you need us, the phone number is 800-520-1067 to call and to text. Someone claimed 949 Costco, $9.99 for the 18-inch pie.
You know, I've still never had that.
It's a good pizza.
Is it a good pizza?
I mean, it's not going to compete with, like, the best ones in
like
the world.
Like, if I was going to get pizza tonight, should I get that over, like, Tutto's?
You're comparing. I know you think you're comparing pizza to pizza, but you're not at that point. But as far as what the value you get and the size of the pizza at Costco, I actually enjoy that. And I like that they got those big-ass... like Omar Mom's nipple-sized pepperonis on the Costco
the
one.
Big areola and
yeah, the big
size.
Ones, which is nice. I like that. It's a good throwback.
Do you think of Omar's mom every time you eat it?
That's what I order the pizzas. I say, give me one of them Omar Moms. And they go, oh, we know what this guy
needs. Pepperonis?
That's all I do. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that's it. You can
just
order
lick them and put them back down.
You tell them that at your local Costco, especially the ones near Rancho Cucamonga. They know what you're talking about. They'll hook you up. Lots to get into this hour, so thanks for starting your day with us. We're streaming live on YouTube right now. If you don't believe us, you can check us out, although according to AI, you probably shouldn't. We have a petty claims court battle to get into later this morning on K-Rock as well, and we will guarantee you a funner summer this hour with another forced fun happening this summer, because more research even out in the last 24 hours, Allie, that claims that people can't remember the last time they were actually happy.
Aww.
So now you've got this perfect storm of people aren't having as much fun anymore. And 30% of people now don't remember the last time they've actually been happy.
So we got to make people fun and happy
so
again.
So force fun upon you all summer. Funner summer rolls on after the Offspring on your KROQ. Good morning. I'm very jealous of anyone who's in a relationship right now and the person that they're with likes to cook and does it really well. Because I think in every relationship, usually either no one cooks or there's one. Very rare do you get two people that are both good at it. Usually... someone is better at it than the other. And I don't think it's, growing up, my mom would do the cooking because I think that was just the way it was. But my dad did one thing. It was like he made hamburgers on the grill. That was his job. Yeah. But they weren't great, and they usually had knuckle hair in them. But that was like his thing. And whenever I would open the fridge and I would see like a pile of ground beef, I'm like, oh, I guess my parents are fighting and my dad has to cook tonight or something. But my mom did most of the cooking. She was pretty good at it. Self-taught, but like she would make stuff and it tasted good. I was lucky. In the marriage I'm in now, my wife doesn't cook anything. Can't do it.
She can't. So is she overwhelmed by it and doesn't like it?
Doesn't like it. Doesn't know what she's doing. Wouldn't have any concept of...
like even mac and cheese or something? Like she can't...
She could make a box of mac and cheese, but also like I get annoyed by it because even the box of mac and cheese, she'll put the... pasta into the empty pan for she'll take a pot and she'll just put the dry noodles in the pot.
What?
First.
Why?
Because she goes in the order, she just does things in order that it's not the right order. And then she'll put water on top of that.
What?
And then put it all on the stove like that. Let it slowly get to a boil. And I say that's so wrong already.
No. You put the noodles in after the water's already warm.
Usually you're supposed to wait till it's boiling before you dry it.
Yeah.
But regardless, so she said, all right, I do the cooking and she does the ordering. But now she has lost that job as well because if you're not a good cook, at least you should be good at ordering. And I think that there is an epidemic now of people that are bad orderers.
Being like, a bad orderer is an
consistently
embarrassment
bad
to
orderers.
And it's not just you and your little household unit. if you are in a group and you order for a group and you mess it up, that's a lot of pressure, and you have lost your privilege to be the orderer of
and
that
group. There is a responsibility, because your job is to make sure you've kind of figured out the basics, you've done whatever, if there needs to be adjustments, you've done that right, but you took, everyone got their thing. There's still a good chance, because it just happens, where something gets messed up along the way that's not your fault. But at the very least, when you look at that receipt on the bag that's stapled to the bag, you should be able to go, like, look, I did everything right. I did my part. And last night, she said, I'm going to handle the ordering, because I was taking the kids around all day yesterday. God, I need school to start again. When does it start again?
It's only been a week.
Oh, my God. And she goes, I'll take care of dinner. I'm going to order. And I said, great. Thank you.
Did she even pick the place?
Yeah, I said, I had screaming in the background. I said, just you figure it out. Order. I'm home, and she goes, I think the food's here. Can you go out and get it? The guy gets out of his car. He's holding a very little bag. Very, very small bag. And I think to myself,
there's no way
whatever she ordered is not gonna make a dent in my appetite. But maybe it's something like you add water and it gets bigger or something. I didn't know.
It's like those little dinosaurs
the guy hands me the bag. It's very light, and he says, thank you and good night. You know, whatever. Thank you. And he moves on.
What an interesting thank you and good night.
And it was a weird exchange. And he had to take a picture of it, too, to prove that he brought it to me. And then I feel the bag, and I see, turn back and yell to him, is there something else? And he goes, no, that's it. That's it for you. I open it up. It is four place settings is what she ordered last night. Four.
She ordered cutlery only?
Four cutleries. No food. Four different fork, knife, and spoon with napkin, salt, and pepper things.
How do you make that mistake?
And I said, what did you think you ordered? And she goes, I got some salads, and I got some others. And somehow in the process, she canceled all of the food, but kept the check mark that said, yes, we want utensils. And they somehow charged us $8 for the utensils and the shipping $8 for delivery.
Plus the tip and everything,
plus,
I bet.
Yeah, plus the tip. And the guy seemed confused when he handed it to me. And that's all
she
got.
These weirdos that are just going to pretend like they're in the movie Hook. Yeah, we imaginary.
Four utensil sets. No, zero food.
Oh, my God.
And she said, I think I'm done ordering. I can't do it. And
oh, yeah, you are done ordering.
She said...
Dozen.
Yeah, because then it sucks because you're still so hungry and you have to do the process all over again.
And I reminded
Any,
her...
inclination that she's just putting this on and, you know, made this mistake on purpose?
Omar, if she is doing it on purpose, she's playing the long game, because this...
Oh, she's done it. Oh.
This
oh.
will mess him up. Cutlery only.
I've written down some of the previous ones. Now, on the opposite side of that, this was years ago, she was ordering Zanku, and she was trying to order... This time, she wanted to add cutlery for eight people to go with the family meal. Instead, when that car pulled up, the guy kept bringing more and more bags of chicken out of his car, because she ordered eight family meals.
Oh my God.
For my family.
His whole car is full of chicken.
Eight family meals.
Dude.
Now, this was the same problem. But
doesn't she see the total?
And I say to her, aren't you getting an instant charge that says, and she goes, but her phone
you
is.
You spent $500 on chicken.
And this guy pulled up and he just kept bringing more and more chickens out. And I said, what is possibly going on there? And she goes,
that's such a commitment, too.
I tried to add plates, because I've said before, if they ask you if you want the stuff, take it anyway. We could always use those things. There's been a time before where she's ordered, this happened actually a few times, she's ordered food to a completely different address.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've done that, too.
Old address or work address. Like, that's a big one, too. Like, she's like, oh, the food says it's here. And I go, there's no one outside. And she goes, oh, my God, I sent it to my office, or I sent it to my client.
Doesn't she work from home?
Well, she works from home. She does have an office in Beverly Hills she can use when she goes there. But, like, she's ordered food there. She's ordered food to other states before.
Like states that she's been to?
Yeah, like she was on a business trip and she ordered food to the hotel or whatever, and then
First thing you check is the right address.
This happens regularly. I mean, I'm not talking once in a while, regularly.
I mean, there's a lot of reading you have to do, a lot of checking. It's like booking a flight. It's like booking a rental car or a hotel. You really have to read those details over and over again. And I like to pass the phone around to anybody who wants to order so that they can add what they want, so there's no room for error.
And that's
there.
A great move you do in general. There's a CPK that's about less than a mile from where I live. She's ordered from CPK before, but she's ordered from the one that was 22 miles away.
Oh, damn.
So that one takes forever to get to. And
you've done that before.
I did that one time here, Jake, yes, with your stupid expensive pizza.
I think you're both
pizza.
Bad orderers.
No, I'm good. I'm a great order. I take that job soon. But she gets mad because she goes, you spent so much time on the order.
You have to.
Because you got to make sure everything's right.
Oh, I've seen your ordering face. So, it's very concentrated.
It's the only time I'm ever focused in life. I'm very down. No one talked to me. I'm trying to get this
pressure.
Right. And there's a lot of pressure. Johnny takes ordering seriously around here. When Johnny takes care of food for the show, he's one of those guys like that. He checked.
Remember when he ordered like 8 coffees?
I didn't order 8 coffees. I just accidentally picked up 2 more than I should have.
Vanessa, bad order.
Remember, really?
Remember the time Vanessa brought me the
coffee?
Oh, yeah,
it was half milk.
It was half
that
cream.
That was not, I got the order. They put it wrong.
That, I'm sure.
It was a giant cup from Starbucks that was half filled with cream.
Hey, women, am I right, Klein?
No. No, I'm not saying that at all.
No, bad, Johnny.
I'm
bad.
Not saying that at all. So I'm just saying, if you're not going to be a good chef in life or a good cook in your relationship,
let her
please
try one more time.
Get good at ordering. No, she's done. I think I'm going to take the apps off her phone so she can't even do it anymore.
Yeah, just sign her out of everything.
Yeah, it's
because she'll order stuff for herself, right? In order just one little thing.
She's done that before, which is incredible.
She ordered one cup of coffee.
She couldn't reach the K-cups one time because I put them on like a high shelf. And so she's just like, don't worry about it. I took care of it. And then I saw, did you order one cup of coffee? She goes, yeah.
Like
why?
$15.
I go, why would you do that? Well, in what world does that make sense at all? She goes, it's just a cup of coffee. I go, what? Get a step stool. This is crazy talk.
I know, but it's still easier than cooking.
But there was no cup, Allie. There was no coffee. It was just an empty cup because that's how she rolls. We got to take a break. When we get back, here's the question for you. What is a catchphrase that your father has said over and over and over again? Maybe it's his saying, his calling card. That could score you a brand new TV. The Father of All giveaway starts next at 800-520-1067.
The Father of All giveaways.
If you're a dad, maybe you would have a dad. This is the Father of All giveaway time on K-Rock all week long to get you ready for Father's Day. Giant TV, piles of meat. Bacon, beer, wings, the choice is yours. We hook you up with a 75-inch TCL TV that you will thoroughly enjoy. With that, we give you a card so you can load up on all the finest, Allie. I'm talking, listen, maybe your dad is a ribs guy. Maybe he's a steak guy. I don't know. Just wants to get a bunch of ground chuck and make them burgers with knuckle hair like my dad. You can load up. That's the recipe. Of course, we got a gift card to give you from our friends at Vons, Albertsons, Pavilions as well. So one dad will win all TV and gift cards. We'll do that every day this week, including right now. And the question for you is quite simple. Because to be a dad means that eventually you just decide, I'm going to give up saying new things, and I'll just repeat the same catchphrase over and over and over again.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. That's what my dad always used to say.
And I don't know if the dads think eventually this will get the reaction they're hoping for, or if they've just decided that's going to be one of my phrases. I'm going to live my life like I'm a Teddy Ruxpin. I'm going to say about 5 things on repeat.
And I'm going to wait for a reaction. I'm going to repeat that thing until I get the reaction I want.
Especially if you have one of those dads that makes the same joke to a waiter every time you go out. And like, how do you want your steak? And they're like, right now. And you're like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
And you know it's coming, too, and you're going to get it, and they're just waiting for that reaction.
Damn. Or they're the one that, when they check out at a grocery store, if it doesn't scan properly, they're like, guess it's free.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And you're like, no.
No one hates
why
that
are we doing
more
this?
Than the cashier.
It's not free.
Michael on K-Rock, 800-520-1067. Let's an opportunity for you to share with us some of your dad's words of wisdom, a.k.a. sayings that they have said over and over again. What's up, Michael?
All right. Good morning. Sweet Tips.
Sweet Tips. What's up?
So my dad used to tell my sister's boyfriends that whatever you do to her, I'm going to do to you.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to use that.
It's like, let me undo your bra. No, never mind.
So
forget it.
He would say this regularly? Like you would hear him say this?
I guess he scared enough of them off, so I would hear it pretty regularly.
Man, so they would come to meet her, take her out, it's prom night. He goes, just remember, whatever you do to her, I'm going to do to you.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I mean, and it worked, so he probably was like, I'll just keep running with it.
Your dad must have drilled a lot of young boys, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, all right, hold on one second.
I got to do it to another one.
imagine that if the kids came back, like, all right, here you go, sir. Here's the list of all the things I did. And now he's like, oh, man, I have to do that part of it now? That is so threatening. Whatever you do to her, I'm going to do to you.
for 626 said, my dad used to say, women, you can't live with them and you can't kill them.
We say hi to Cindy now on K-Rock. Cindy, we're talking about those dad expressions that have been said over and over and over again. What is it that your dad would say?
Hi, good morning. Sweet dibs.
Sweet dibs.
So my dad, the most positive man in the world, would always say, it just doesn't get any better than this. I wonder what the poor folks are doing.
Oh, my God.
And when would he say that? Like, when would be an example where he would say, I wonder what the poor folks are doing?
Well, anytime my dad would be up trimming the tree and he'd say, hey, how you doing, Dad? I wonder what the poor folks are doing. And
it's just a way of being positive and saying everything's good over here.
Yeah, always positive.
Aw, that's kind of nice. Right, I mean, it's kind of a dig, but it's nice,
Yeah, but I guess you hear that over and over again. You kind of say, why are we even having conversation? If you're just going to say, I wonder what the poor folks are doing over and over again.
I don't want to wonder that.
Hey, Ray, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock, talking about those dad expressions. They've been said over and over again from your father. Waiting for that reaction. Time for you to share them with us. Someone's leaving here with a giant TV and a pile of meat. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sweet dude, guys.
Sweet
dude. So there was an old movie in the 80s, Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams. And so my dad would always quote this movie. He'd come busting into our rooms like the Kool-Aid man first thing in the morning and yell, Good Morning Vietnam, like to wake us up.
That was every day?
In the summer, it wasn't our favorite. Not every day, but like in the summer, especially when I remember it because it's when I wanted to sleep in, right? But
you would get the Good Morning Vietnam wake up like multiple times every summer?
Yep.
Yeah.
That is a loud soundbite.
Yeah, especially when the dad...
you have to yell it. Right. You have to do it like he did.
Of course. And to be a kid and not know what the hell he's talking about.
310
said... Good morning, Vietnam!
It's 8:30, Dad. I am so tired.
It's day four of this. Will you shut up? God.
That's my nom.
Yes.
That wake up became that kid's Vietnam.
310 said, my dad used to say when I would half-ass a job or anything he would ask me to do, he would say, is this how you wipe your butt?
Well, it's a great dad expression right there.
I mean,
Kelly,
it is.
I'm K-Rock. Good morning.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
My dad loves to say, still says it till this day, well, kid, you can put lipstick on a pig, but at the end of the day, it's still a pig. And then he does his belly laugh.
Am I right, Klein?
That's what we say about Allie every time she goes to Sephora. Said the same thing to her. I get it. What's up, Marco on K-Rock, talking about your dad's expressions. Once again, best one that hits us the hardest, will get themselves a nice new TV and some meat. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
David,
sweet
good morning.
Good.
Hey, this one actually applies to Allie, and I'm all thinking of Allie when she does this. So my dad used to say, we're too broke to be cheap. When you try to cheap out, you tend to spend more money at the end of the day.
Oh, I see.
So he is saying we are too broke to be cheap, meaning we must not be cheap. We must buy the better things that will last us longer.
Correct. Because every time you try to cheap out, at the end of the day, most likely you're going to have to spend more money to fix what you did. It always reminds me of Allie's computer when she tried to save the battery.
No, you just think of another cheap solution.
By the way, Allie is the queen of this because just in the last few months, the stories we've heard of Allie trying to fix her own car or fix her own computer or any of these other things you've tried to do to cheap out on, they've always ended up costing you more money. Yeah. And Omar and I tell you this every time and you just don't listen. Mm-hmm. Hayden on K-Rock, good morning.
Hi. My dad, he's such a great guy, but man, he got real short with me growing up. I would always ask him for food because my mom wouldn't be around, and he would say, hi, hungry. My name's Dad.
I love that one. I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. I'm Dad.
Oh,
I'm bored. Hi, bored. I'm Dad.
And then that would be a regular thing?
Yeah, any expressions. Yeah, with any response, you could just say, yeah, I'm Dad.
Oh, that one's...
I'm neglected. Hi, neglected. I'm Dad.
We say hi to Kathy on K-Rock. Good morning, Kat. Oh, hold on. We'll get to you next. Kelsey, you're on K-Rock. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. What does your dad say?
Every time he sees a line somewhere out in the street, he'll be like, they must be giving something away for free.
Anytime there's a line. That's the theory. Why would there be a line of people for anything unless it was free? I've cracked this riddle. There must be something, give them something for free over there.
I mean, people love waiting in lines for stuff. Right, it's all about demand.
You go, that's a Supreme store. There's no way they're giving anything away for free.
It's very expensive,
that's
actually.
It's a long-ass line.
Have you heard of the resale market, Deb?
Yeah.
310 said, my dad used to say about my mom when they would argue, it's cheaper to keep her. That's, you know, when you come up with that yourself and it rhymes and it works, that's great. Deserve to keep doing
just
that.
Points at the door, she's screaming at him in there. Ah, just cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep her.
That's good stuff.
Put on the TV.
I'm sure that has a lasting impression. Rick on K-Rock, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
My dad would always tell my older brother, he would say, Mike, if your penis wasn't attached, you would lose that too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one right there.
That's a mom. I think that's a mom one, too.
I don't think moms talk a lot about their kids' penises.
Well, not penis, but like that whole idea is like, you'd lose your hand if it wasn't attached.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
but the dad decided to datify it. He's like, I'm going to take that mom thing about the hand and apply that to
buttholes and penises. It's funnier. They're right.
And he's right. That's why it's something only a dad would say. Dad's expressions on Kathy, what's up?
Hello. Oh, hi. My dad, when you would ask him, how are you, he'd say, well, I'm not 7 feet in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a big one right there. Yeah, they're never good, but they always go, but at least I'm not dead. That's a big one.
And that is dad positivity.
Yeah, like my dad's...
I'm alive.
In addition to bull feathers, he would always say, one of us would be mad at him for something, usually it was my mom, he would say, whenever everyone's equally mad at you, it means I'm probably balancing my time just about right. Oh, like, that was his theory about life. It wasn't really but it would not catch you at all.
I can't put that on a bumper.
No, but he would basically say that he needed, if everyone was mad at him at the same time,
it means
he's doing something right.
Yeah.
I was like, that's an interesting way to look at life.
Yeah, that probably is true.
Let me say hi quickly to Kim, and then we have to pick our favorite, Allie. There's a lot here, and of course, everyone thinks their dad has an expression that they've heard over and over and over again. Kim, what's up?
Hi. So my dad, I mean, he used to say this to me when I was young, like 4 or 5, I still remember, but I never knew what it meant. But he said, you can hope in one hand and poop in the other and see which one fills up first, but he didn't use poop.
Right, use the S word, right. And you start saying that when you're 4 years old. Because you'd say,
if I were a 4 year old, I'd be like, what?
I think I have to go poop in my hand right now.
I'm supposed to hold poop in my hand.
All right,
and hope? Where do I find hope?
There's so many coming through right now. On the text line, on the phones, everyone's dad says something, at least one thing over and over. Omar's dad said, bye.
And then he, see ya. Yeah. I don't even think he said that, did he?
We actually have, hold on, Omar has audio of this. This is crazy, but this was Omar's dad's quote. There it is, right there.
Memorable.
Very memorable. Mm-hmm. And that does fit on a bumper sticker that you can see as he drives off fast. Very quickly, there it is. There you go. All right, we'll break these down. I know some people are still trying to get through. Someone's going to leave with a giant TV and a bunch of meat and moments on K-Rock. In about 15 minutes, we give you some tickets to see Evanescence, get you on a list to go see them again in Montreal, Canada. It's all part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA, destination number 4, if you're keeping track. You didn't plan anything this summer, don't worry, we'll take care of your plans for you. 9 o'clock sharp, and then again at noon, 3 and 6. We get you on that list so we can get you Evanescence once and maybe twice. As we are wrapping up the father of all giveaways...
The father of all giveaways.
Giant TVs and piles of meat. It's our way of saying happy early Father's Day. 75-inch TCL TV gift card for you to buy whatever you want to eat at Vons, Albertsons, Pavilions. And we have a lot of dad phrases that are continuing to pour through here. And I know that there's some that Allie's just been looking at and laughing.
626, my dad, every time he saw an actress on TV, would say, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers. Which is a favorite of mine. 503 said, my dad was mad at me, he would say, you know, you were a twin and your brother didn't listen to me.
Oh, it's a good one.
That's a murder joke. That's 510 said that their dad would call beef stroganoff beef stroke me off, which is just so stupid.
That's how all dads refer to that. That's why it doesn't get made more, I think. Just for the joke alone, they got taken off the menu.
Should I make that? No, forget it. I don't want to make the joke.
He's going to make the joke.
Just going to make burgers.
We'll just do meatloaf. Andrew.
Yeah.
What would your dad say to you?
Someone wrong didn't like you, goes, well, I brought you in, I can take you out.
I brought you into this world, I can take you out.
Cool.
That's another murder
joke.
Another
death threat.
I like it. Dad's love threatening death. Dad's love threatening death and stroke me off. Well, we heard a lot of quotes, and there were some good ones here.
They're all memorable.
All very memorable. Ron, your dad would always say what?
My dad would always say, ain't nothing but a meatball.
And how would that, what would be the...
And how did that apply to anything?
Eat spaghetti.
Translates to basically any problem, big or small, there's always a solution.
And the solution
what?
Is
That's
a meatball.
That's what that means?
You're saying eating meatballs makes everyone everything better, or?
No, he's just saying it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Ain't nothing but a meatball.
But a meatball is a big deal.
I love meatballs.
Yeah, nothing better than a meatball.
Yeah, I love a good meatball.
Sometimes I like want to get a sub. I'm like, I should get a meatball sub. I'm like, that's too big of a deal for me right now. I'm not ready for that.
That's too much.
Meatball sub.
Yeah. The expression should be changed around. It'd be like, man, that is a big
meatball. That's a meatball. That's a big meatball. That's a something.
All right, well, listen, we heard a lot of expressions, but it all comes back to, I believe, the first one we heard. Michael?
Yes?
You told us that your father was famous for saying what again?
Whatever you do to her, I'm going to do to you.
This is a phrase that his dad would use to every boyfriend his sister brought home. Whatever you do to her, I'm going to do to you. And he believes it works because now his sister is a nun. So congratulations. You have just won yourself and your father a giant TV and a bunch of money to spend on meat. And you can either keep it. Or you can give it, regardless. Happy early Father's Day. The father of all giveaways, day number 3, goes to you, Michael. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you. That's awesome.
You're very welcome. So whatever your sister lost out on in the category of dong, you've more than made up for in the category of TVs. So
909 said, whenever I would upset my dad as a kid, he would tell me, your mom should have swallowed you.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jesus.
Anyway, it ain't nothing but a meatball.
We got to take a quick break. That's also another kind of murder joke. It's an early murder. That was Allie's family chiming in on that one. We got to take a quick break. We get back in a moment with your news, your tickets to Evanescence, and more show after that. J-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. First day listener texting in, guys. Just discovered you this morning. Where have you been all my life? Well, we've been right here. Where the hell have you been? Find us on K-Rock, and then your job is to go out and spread the word. Let's go ahead and grow the show, turn this into one giant pyramid scheme and or Ponzi scheme. Pick your scheme and just continue to get more people to check us out. Appreciate you in advance for that as we get into the news now, and then we give you your spot on that road trip USA, this time Evanescence, outside of the USA into Canada, and that will be right after this.
It's Klein Alley. No,
that's wrong.
QFM and HD Pasadena,
hold on.
Los Angeles, Orange County. The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles. This is the world famous K-Rock.
I think legally we have to play that for whatever reason.
Well, we got that out of the way. Now we got nothing but time.
Great.
Take our time with this.
Where the hell did the intro to your news go?
Well, there's a different intro.
You found the song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you weren't supposed to see that just yet.
I haven't heard it. I see the title here. And I'm offended.
Well, it's a great song we've been working on for the return of Fat Alley. And we were going to save it.
I can tell that by calling it Fat Alley is Back, the song. A little on the nose, guys.
Sounds like a hit.
Do you want to hear it? It's very exciting.
Fat Alley is back. Clear a path to the sack. Stay.
It's one of the many things we're working on for the return of Fat Alley. Yeah, Alley is pregnant again, which means she's going to be fat. First time she put on 55 to 75 to 85 pounds.
I think I was almost 200 at one point.
Who knows what she'll get to this time. So that's one of many, many songs we are working on for the return of Fat Alley. Do you like it so far?
You know, oddly, I do enjoy it.
Okay, because there's another
I don't enjoy the subject matter, and right. I'm going to do everything I can to keep Fat Alley out of the building.
Oh, well, you're going
to
do everything.
She needs to enter through a ramp.
She'll be able to fit.
We're going to do everything we can do to bring Fat Alley back and make
her. She's going
to
get her on a hover round.
Fatter is funnier. Oh, great idea. Yeah, can't wait for the return of Fat Alley.
I can only get in and out of rooms like the Kool-Aid Man.
Fat Alley is back. No, you must enter all rooms right now through the wall.
Oh, no, she forgot something. Watch out!
Oh, yeah. I'm back. Let's get to this, your news. Here we go.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, you may or may not know the name Lawrence Tantor. If you don't know his name, you likely know his voice because he was the PA announcer for every Laker home game for the last 43 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
That's not him.
That's Allie.
That's Fat
Allie. That's Allie here with the news. Hey, there she is. Fat Allie is back.
Now, after countless memorable moments and iconic memories over the years, no matter what the stadium or arena was called, he's retiring as the announcer. He did have to miss the last 6 home games of this past season after suffering a stroke, so I assume his retirement has something to do with that. I say let him keep going.
Yeah.
Stroke Lawrence would be just as entertaining.
He was great. I remember when, I think it was the first home game after Kobe died, and he introduced every single player on the Lakers. I mean, he gave their jersey numbers, I think, but he gave basically introduced every single player as if the intro for Kobe. It was unbelievable.
I actually have that here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, every person on the court was wearing a 24 or an 8 jersey as well, so that was part of the tribute. But yeah, this is that iconic moment.
6'6", 20th year from Laura Marion High School, Kobe Bryant. And the other forward is number 24. 6'6", 20th campaign out of Laura Marion High School, Kobe Bryant.
Every Laker announced in the starting lineup that way. Good evening, everyone.
That was an iconic game and an iconic moment, for sure.
So he is retiring, which means Los Angeles Lakers, if you're looking for a new PA announcer.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get Vanessa.
We could get Vanessa there immediately to butcher the names of everyone on the team. LeBron James.
And this is Luka Doncic.
Oh, man, that can take it all. take an entire quarter. Yeah, please. We've got quite a few qualified people right here at K-Rock.
They did say that he would remain involved with the organization in the role of special advisor for game presentation.
That's a made-up title, but
absolutely. But it's nice that they made it up for him.
I think he was the longest-running PA announcer in all of NBA basketball.
Really?
I believe so. And it seems like a cushy job. I mean, think about that. I would do that gig just for parking alone. Forget about it. You get great seats for the game. Parking, yeah, you do have to make a few announcements. And you have to pretend you care when that 3-year-old goes on the court and tries to make a free throw. But other than that, it seems like a pretty good gig.
Oh, yeah.
He was good at it. Very good.
So there have been a lot of bizarre tragedies happening this week. It's been a horrible trend. I mean, between all the people being swept away by the waves, then you had all the air tragedies, helicopter crashes, the skydiving plane that went down, the B-52. There was yet another plane crash yesterday that happened, a small plane in Pacoima that crashed into a parking lot. Thankfully, the pilot miraculously survived that crash. And then in Brazil, a lot of horrible things have happened there. Just days after the woman in Brazil that died in that horrible bungee accident happened, another woman in Brazil has died in another 100-foot fall, this time while hiking. Ugh. She was in a group hiking, you know, excursion, and she was trying to apply bug spray on a steep Brazilian trail, lost her footing, and then plunged 100 feet to her death.
Oh, man.
This woman...
Did she slip on the bug spray?
It doesn't specify she slipped specifically on the bug spray. I think she just lost her footing while trying to apply it. But you know, people who are afraid of bugs, they will freak the F out.
Yeah, it seems like the wrong place to apply.
Okay.
Seems like you kind of wait till you get somewhere before you put it on.
Yeah, maybe just a little rest stop, a little place where you know you can.
Easier said than done now. I'm sure you don't think you're going to fall when you stop to do that, but this is why I don't do any fun. So you guys say, oh, Klein doesn't look that fun. All these things you mentioned seem fun until they turn tragic.
Yeah, I know. Well, and this is a freak accident. I mean, how many times do you read about stuff like this? Not that often.
Right. Well, this week a lot.
This week it seems crazy that there are all these trends happening. And then finally, speaking of trends, the protein trend has gotten way out of hand. They have proteinified everything. Klein has bought every single proteinified food that there is available and every proteinified beverage. But with proteinified things come the protein lawsuits. And we have one of our first. Oh. This is a protein-related lawsuit against Chobani.
Yeah.
Over their yogurt protein claims. They claim that there are 20 grams of protein in one serving of their yogurt, and the direct rival Danone, they say that that's BS and that they don't have 20 grams of protein, and they're going to have to prove that they really do have the 20 grams of protein, because that's their claim, is like, we have more protein than Danone.
I see that.
So now there's protein wars.
I think people are just throwing numbers on things. I agree.
20 is insane for one yogurt.
Yeah, and I have something in my fridge that claims it's ice cream. that's 30 grams of protein
you
per
protein
serving.
Ice cream?
Which means if you ate the entire pint of ice cream, you would supposedly be putting down about 290 grams of protein.
And you did it.
And and I had a bunch. So, just gotta feed the neck, baby. Caller 20, looking for you right now. Let's go ahead and give you some summer plans to look forward to as part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA, Evanescence, Montreal, Canada, and you. The number's 800-520-1067. Come back with caller 20 next on K-Rock.